AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Government scientists say climate change has led to record heat, with new high average global temperatures set in the first 3 months of this year. AP correspondent Seth Bornstein.
Scientists say there's three things at work. One is global warming. One is there's an El Nino, which is the warming of the Pacific around the central part of the Pacific. And then hot water in the northeastern Pacific. Meteorologists are actually calling it a blob of hot water.
Five young Australian men, four 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old, have been arrested for plotting an Islamic State-inspired attack on Veterans Day ceremonies next weekend in Melbourne. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan says the five had plans to possibly use knives to attack people and police during the celebration.
These types of attacks that are planned are very rudimentary and simple. And as we've said before, all you need these days is a knife, a flag, and a camera, and one can commit a terrorist act.
At least 110 Australians have gone to Iraq and Syria to fight alongside extremists, and the nation's security agency is involved in more than 400 high-priority counterterrorism investigations. Chicago police have shot and killed a man in the city's South Shore neighborhood after he is said to have pointed a gun at them. Department says in a statement that officers heard shots late last night, saw a van drive off. A little while later, a male passenger jumped out of the van and pointed a pistol at police as he tried to run away. He was shot and killed by an officer. 20 years ago tomorrow, 168 people were killed in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Survivor Sheila Schick tells KOKI-TV.
Nothing I did caused it. Nothing I could have done would have prevented it. So if I don't live my life to the fullest, then who did this has another victim, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen.
Timothy McVeigh was executed for the bombing. An accomplice, Terry Nichols, is serving life without parole. This is AP Radio News. College students in Illinois will be glued to the tube, all for credit. Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel with more.
A lot of people have gone to school on the HBO series Game of Thrones. Now some students at Northern Illinois University can go to school for Game of Thrones. The school is offering a course this semester on the show, and it can be taken for honors credit. Co-professor Valerie Garber says the show represents aspects of the Middle Ages more realistically than others that claim to be more historically accurate. As for textbooks, not really necessary. Students, however, will be required to watch episodes of the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Tonight, Ringo Starr takes his place, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says he got a little help from a friend to get in.
I feel Paul wanted a day out, and so he's nominated me, and I'm up, and I'm getting it, and he's going to, do me.
Bill Withers, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are the other inductees this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.